saved by Buffon. And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net! Mamma mia! Lionel! Ronel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. Here's Glenn Davis.
Matters here tonight in Austin, Texas, and a big night we have. We do have the Austin FC coach, Josh Wolf, who will join us shortly here ahead of tomorrow's expansion draft. Team now has seven players on their roster, and we will talk with Josh about all things Austin FC tonight. So really looking forward to that, and know you are. As the Austin FC fan, the good news is Sam Pika is behind the glass tonight. Sam, how are you?
Sorry, I was on the phone with our good friend Mauricio getting everything ready, but I'm doing good, man.
Yeah, doing good. Ever had a root canal?
Sadly, I've had two.
Yeah, not fun, right?
Not in the slightest.
Ah, mine's taken a long time here, but I think I've turned the corner, so that's the good news. We got a lot to talk about here tonight, including the Columbus Crew's 3-0 victory in the MLS Cup Final over the Seattle Sounders. Of course, Austin FC has been very, very active in the last couple of days, and it's got to be exciting for fans. $1.175 million in general allocation money went to five teams, acquired Nick Lima, John Gallagher from Atlanta United. I have some insight on him. Julio Cascante of the Portland Timbers, a center back, Ben Sweat from Inter Miami, left back, and certainly a guy that can help you get up and down. Ulysses Segura of DC United. Now, I would imagine Nolan Sheldon, the assistant coach of Austin FC, a lot of insight on him, as well as Josh Wolf. And then, of course, we know Cecilio Dominguez and Rodney Redis, the two Paraguayan attackers. So a lot of exciting things to talk about tonight. It's all brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLawAustin.com. You get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, DaspitLawAustin.com, 512-865-6710. They are bilingual. They are the reason this show gets on the air in Austin, Texas. They are the reason we get on the air in Houston, Texas. So they are the presenting sponsor of Soccer Matters, and very grateful for the support that they give to soccer on the radio and the airwaves. Tonight, throughout the show, you can also call in. Segment 2 and 3, hoping to hear from you on some of the moves that Austin FC's made. 512-447-3776. 512-447-3776. You can hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, as well, as we're moments away, I think, from getting on the program tonight, Josh Wolf. A couple things that are going on right now. Tigres and Monterrey. This is football femenil. So this is the women's title match between Tigres and Monterrey. The first leg went to Tigres. The Rayadas are the reigning champions. Tigres looking for a third title. With the win, Rayadas would even up the titles at 2-2. So Mexican League is putting a big effort into women's game as well. We set with Josh, Sam? All right, let's go to the head coach of Austin FC, Josh Wolf. Josh, thanks for coming on tonight.
You bet. My pleasure, as always. Good speaking with you, Glenn.
Yeah, I'm honored that you're able to come on during what is probably an incredibly hectic time. I'm not thinking you're doing a lot of sleeping these days.
No, I think it's, again, there's been a lot of work done leading up to this moment, to tomorrow. So, I mean, the preparation's been ongoing. It's been in place. You have a lot of discussion with the other staff members. You bring in your high-performance folks. You bring in your sports science and data. So it really brings you closer together as a group and allows you to really focus on the details and the specificity behind what we're trying to do here with how we're building the club, the types of players we're bringing in, but also just our process by which we work. So it's a good process. It has some stress to it. It has some excitement to it, but it's starting to pay dividends, and we're starting to put a team together, and that's the most important thing, is putting a team that Austin's going to be proud of, be inspired by, and look forward to coming out to each and every week.
He's the head coach of Austin FC, Josh Wolf, and we're real fortunate to get him on here tonight with so much going on, including tomorrow's expansion draft. All right, so the club makes their first official trades. You use According to reports I saw, $1.175 million in general allocation money. Nick Lima, John Gallagher, Julio Cascante, Ben Sweat, Ulysses Segura. Let's start with Nick Lima. Boy, that's a good one to start with, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think Nick's shown a real progression in the league. He's obviously played over 100 games in 4 years. So quickly he got up to speed and inundated with the league coming from college. And so in doing that, he got 9 opportunities with the national team. So you've seen a good progression. You see, certainly we see a lot of quality in what he does at both ends of the field. And he's a superhuman being. Obviously, I got to work with him with the national team last year. But when you watch him week in and week out, he's a grinder. He's a fighter. He covers a ton of ground. They asked him to do a lot as the way that they defended in San Jose, and he lived up to it. I mean, he's a warrior. And when we think of what we're going to try to do with our fullbacks as far as their input and their productivity in the attack is going to be really important as well. So I think what I saw with Nick being around him last year with the national team was there's more there offensively than probably I first thought, with his crossing, with his ability to get to the end line, and also to score goals. So I think we got a very good player at a great age and with a real good amount of experience in a short time.
Josh, let's go to John Gallagher, Atlanta United. Now, I know this is a young man that played at Atlanta United, too. They kind of converted him to an outside back. There seems to be a lot of versatility with this young man.
Yeah, I think John's interesting. He's, I'll highlight Ben as well. Not all players come in from college and translate right away to the league. And I think John's been one of those cases where he came in, he got some time with Atlanta United too, had a little bit of success. You know, make the transition from college to pros, and it's a bit of a stair step. Went to Aberdeen, saw some time, and what he did was he seized the opportunity when Atlanta United brought him in this year. Right away, he was able to make an impact. And you mentioned his versatility. Obviously, they played him as left wing, right wing, forward, outside right back, wing back. So we like the idea that he has versatility, but what we really like is his quality in and around the final third. I think he showed a real dynamic getting forward. His running off the ball is good. He gets two positions around goal, and he finishes off opportunities. And I think that's, you know, something for us that's a very good starting point. And as we bring him into our environment and our game model, we think we can help make him better as well.
Had 39 goals at Notre Dame. Let's go to Julio Cascante, who played at Saprissa in Costa Rica. This is an interesting one as well.
Yeah, I think Julio is one of those players that, again, we know what it's like to play in Costa Rica. We've played against Costa Rican clubs in Saprissa, the pressure, the physicality. So he comes with a real good pedigree from where he comes from and the type of soccer that he plays. Played 45, 48 games with Portland. Majority of those games were in 2018 and 2019. So, Portland's a club that has great success, a pretty consistently strong team in our league, and he saw significant minutes this last year, not so much. But, we peel back the layers and we see what the player looks like as far as his technical components, his ability to bring the ball into the attack, to initiate attacks, to bypass pressure. I think that's something that intrigued us. And then he has good size, good physicality to deal with, defending the penalty box and obviously brings the level of physicality that we're going to need. Our league is difficult. It's transition, and there's a lot of dueling going on throughout the game. So I think he'll give us a little bit of balance in that as well.
Grateful to have on Josh Wolf tonight here on the Horn in Austin, Texas. Soccer Matters brought to you by DaspitLawAustin.com. Josh, left backs are always difficult to find. Inter Miami's Ben Sweat, you acquired him.
Yeah, I think Ben's someone that we drafted from Columbus, so we saw enough talent there back in 2014. And again, similar to John Gallagher, we weren't able to provide games, or we didn't have an MLS an affiliate at the time, so it was challenging for him to develop and get the game. So credit to him, he went down a league and saw minutes over the next 2 years that raised his level and certainly helped in his development. And then I think when he joined NYC, you saw a real uptick in the player's ability. And obviously the coaching with Patrick Vieira and the way that they played obviously enhanced his qualities. And Claudio's familiar with him. I'm familiar with him. And he's very excited to come. And again, he said left-footed fullback, left-footed side center back. He's even played as a left back. So, again, a pretty well-represented left-sided player and good experience at a good level with New York City and has provided a lot of a lot of upside for that organization. And obviously, he got to go down to Miami and experience what it felt to be like an expansion team. So he'll bring those experiences to us as well and hopefully help our players as well as our staff.
All right, tremendous information here. We're getting straight from Josh Wolf, the coach of Austin FC. We'll go to DC United's Ulysses Segura, who you also picked up.
Yeah, Ulysses is he's probably the most flexible player, or at least he's been utilized in a lot of ways. Speaking with Nolan, speaking with Ben Olsen, he's a player that we knew from previously as well. Again, playing in Costa Rica at a high level, obviously played for the national team as well. So we get a player at a good age that's again been in our league and has a good understanding of what it looks like. And for us, it's trying to give a little more specificity to what we will want our game to look like and how he can influence that. And we'll try to be pretty consistent with his positioning, even though he has played, again, a number of spots, winger, attacking mid, forward, outside back. But we like him in the middle of the field. Good physicality, really secure on the ball, and I think his ability to go box to box, but more importantly, to arrive in the final third and in and around the boxes is something that we want to encourage and try to define for him a little bit better. But super sweet kid. And again, he's extremely excited about the opportunities here in Austin.
Former Saprissa player as well. We're speaking to Josh Wolf, the head coach of Austin FC. So Josh, when you're in the war room, take us in there a little bit, because, you know, we're envisioning all this extra work that's being done to monitor these players. You were talking about high performance people. How do you get a consensus as to, yes, we're going to go with this guy? What if it's a split decision with everybody in the room? Who has the final say? How does that all work?
Well, I think it's a great collaboration. And I think it starts with having an idea of how you want to play and what you think these players' attributes need to be to fit the profile of the positions that we're trying to talk about and discuss. And I think that's the starting point. And from there, we get dialogue with amongst the coaches. And some coaches had experience with the player, and Claudio has his experience as a sport director. And Davey and I, obviously, we've been around some of these players more recently, even some of them as players, but certainly more as coaches. And you use all this to kind of create a real assessment of what you're seeing. And then you bring in high performance as well, and you start to see the physical side and the statistical side from the performance as well as the physical, and that helps maybe not make the decision, but it helps give you the best information to make the best educated decision. So it's a lot. We were in our war room of sorts since about 8:30 this morning. So we're still at the office right now. We're going to go have a meal together, which is nice. But it takes a lot of certainly a lot of collaboration, and you don't agree on everything. But you get to a place where you feel like you're making the right decisions for the organization.
Josh Wolf, Austin FC head coach, joining us. How about the expansion draft tomorrow? When you go into something like this, what is the aim? A squad player, positional, someone with versatility? How does that work?
I think a bit of both. I think you're looking for balance around the field, and certainly value with some players. And the latter part of the day, we started fielding calls from other teams about opportunities for us to trade or to sign and trade. So you start to put those things into place and find what's most important for us and put it on the board, and you make a decision based on that. But, I think first and foremost, we're looking for quality players. We need players, so we're going into it. We want five players. And if there's other options or better options that come along, we'll evaluate that. And again, it's about making the best decision for the club that's going to put us in a place to come and compete straight away in 2021, but also give us the flexibility, or at least the ability to make decisions along the way as well.
Josh, you said you want five players. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to take five players, does it?
No, I mean, I think you got to give yourself that opportunity. There's enough players on that expansion list that we can certainly select five players and feel really good about it. And we've already made, certainly we've got our list drawn out already that allows us to do that. And the point about the rest of the league or teams in the league is that, they also look at that expansion list and see players of opportunity, of value, of experience, or qualities that fit their game model. So we obviously have to be open-minded to what makes sense for us in player selection or getting some value for some players.
couple more quick minutes here with Josh Wolf of Austin FC, the head coach, and we really appreciate this. This is wonderful stuff ahead of the expansion draft. All right, let's talk about foreign players. I mean, obviously, you're still in the market for foreign players. I'm sure the pandemic has made that a little bit different, but you do have a scout based out of Poland, if I'm correct, in Manuel Junco. Tell us a little bit about, you know, if we're going to see more foreign signings and kind of how that's working now with the pandemic.
Yeah, it's. I think the pandemic has obviously affected the international scouting, but Manuel's a tremendous asset for us, and his contacts globally allow us to feel very comfortable about what we're trying to build here, the players that we're looking to bring in, and when we do have questions or when we do identify talent that we want to go after, he's able to get real intimate detail, not just about contract and about money, but also in pertinent information about the player's background, his environment. So we're in for a couple more players right now internationally as well. So that's all part of the puzzle. That's what makes this these days literally from 8 to 8, because you are trying to, you know, make sure you're thinking about all of these different mechanisms that by which we're going to acquire players. We're going from 2 players to about 24 players in a quick amount of time, but you need to coordinate those ideas and certainly the contracts and the types of players that you're bringing in. But we're excited with a couple of the opportunities that we have in the international market right now, and if we can get them across the finish line, they'll be players that will certainly make our fans excited.
You know, rosters in the league, 25 to 30 players. How many of these players over the, you know, over the breadth of the roster have to be capable of playing multiple positions? Is there some magic number there?
No, I don't think there's a magic number. I think you like players that have some versatility. I think you look and see what's going on here at the end of the year and the players that are playing. It's a long season, and with COVID or not with COVID, it's difficult. So you need depth. You need players that can can adjust to what the game calls for. And sometimes you get that with a player that can do it in game. And sometimes you need to step to the bench and try to bring something new to the game. So I think, you know, ideally you want some guys that have some, you know, some versatility as far as if they can play outside or inside or play, you know, attackers that can play in the back. But we evaluate that. But first and foremost, we're trying to find people that are extremely qualified, extremely talented, and, can play the one position really well. And then if they add a little bit of qualities in other ways, then that's a bonus for us.
I know this may be putting the cart before the horse here, reserve team and under 23 league, is there any more clarity to that and how that will work with Austin FC in the first year? Because that's a necessary ingredient, obviously.
Yeah, I think so. I think you see in the league there is, you know, some clubs or a lot of clubs have a real thirst to ensure that you know, they have the support of their USL team or their MLS 2 team. And I think that direction from the league is very clear. We're focusing right now on building our first team. We will have and continue to have discussions about an MLS 2 team or a partnership next year. But I think in the short term for myself and for what we're building, it's all eyes are on this player acquisition process here in the next 2 weeks. And we're excited. It's coming together. It's fun to see players now on the website and obviously being distributed, and it's just a nice thing. It's been a long time coming, and I've been in Austin since January, so we're almost there. We almost got 11 players, but slowly but surely we're going to get there.
All right, last one, and I'm going to let you go because I know it's been a long day and you've been more than generous with your time. Some thoughts on the new jersey, because I think it's wonderful. I think it's an amazing jersey.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love the color. I love the texture. Again, I think it is what you feel Austin is. It's strong. It's authentic to who is in this community. And I think it reflects a bit of what we're building here with the organization, with the stadium, with the training center. It embraces a community that's up for the challenges, is up for the work, and is genuinely excited about bringing in their first professional team. And the jersey sales, the all of our sales for all of our apparel is through the roof. The ticketing sales here in with the stadium, with our season tickets, and it's just been tremendous. The support has been, you know, overwhelming. And the stadium's coming along. It's going to be done hopefully when we know the season's going to start, but it should be done sometime March or April next year. And I think it's also going to be a great you know, a great attraction for the fans, but the players, and something that everyone here in Austin is going to be proud of. But the jerseys are beautiful. I think they're fantastic.
Well, Josh, listen, best of luck tomorrow in the expansion draft. We're looking forward to see who you select in that, and also a tremendous spokesperson for the club, I have to say. So thank you very much for giving us time tonight on the show.
My pleasure, as always. Thanks, Glenn.
All right, Josh. Best of luck tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right, that's Josh Wolf. Pretty nice to give us this amount of time here ahead of a lot of big decision making, and you heard some really insightful stuff there. We got some good comments on a number of the official trades that have been made, so really, really good stuff there. Big thank you to Josh Wolf and everybody over at Austin FC for getting him on the program tonight. All right, we're going to take a break here. Our show is always brought to you by DaspitLawAustin.com, 512-865-6710, 512-865-6710. Now, if you're thinking of getting a personal injury attorney, you know, support the guy who's supporting our game, right? DaspitLawAustin.com, 512-865-6710. Getting any kind of an accident, car, boat, motorcycle? Now, you know, it's DaspitLawAustin.com. A big thank you to John Daspit, 512-865-6710. He's a UT grad. We'll give you a little bit of AC/DC taking a break here. We'll come back. Going to talk that MLS Cup final. We're going to talk the Champions League draw. We will open the phone lines up. So if you want to get in, you want to comment on the Josh Wolf interview, Champions League, MLS Cup final, the call-in number, 512-447-3776. Let's hear from you, Austin. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters. Ah, canary in a coal mine by the Police. I'm sure we're going to roll in some Gary Clark Jr. Tonight. We usually do. One of my favorite guitar players. So we're looking forward to having him on. Who knows? Maybe he's first national anthem. I don't know. There's a lot of great choices in Austin. That was great stuff from Josh Wolf. If you've got any comments on that, 512-447-3776, head of the expansion draft tomorrow. A lot of good players available in it. One that jumps out to me is Will Trapp. Will Trapp is available. He's got national team experience and former Columbus Crew. And, you know, he's a guy that can do a number of different things. So, Will Trapp is one that sits on there, and there's some other intriguing ones as well. I know some people have talked about the potential of Breck Shea, and because he's got Texas ties, don't see that. Juan Agudelo, don't see that. But I know those are some of the names people have been talking about. Show's brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLawAustin.com, 512-865-6710. They are bilingual. They are the presenting sponsors of this show. John Daspit, DaspitLawAustin.com, 512-865-6710. Personal injury attorneys, a lot of gratitude to John for getting this show on the air and the one in Houston as well. We'll take comments on the Columbus Crew, 3-0 winners in the MLS Cup final over Seattle. They do it in great fashion. I've got some comments on that tonight. Also, the draw for the Champions League today. Lazio will take on Bayern Munich in the knockout stages. Atletico Madrid, Chelsea. Oof, you got to love that one. RB Leipzig and Liverpool, another great matchup. Porto, Ronaldo's Portuguese club. Ronaldo, of course, on Juventus with Weston McKennie, another good matchup. Barcelona and PSG, a lot of people go into that just simply because of Lionel Messi and Neymar. That is not actually the game I'm most interested in. The next one, just maybe. Sevilla against Dortmund. Dortmund just firing their coach, Lucien Favre. And, of course, Gio Reyna doing some amazing things at Dortmund. And then Atalanta and Real Madrid. That's a good draw for Real Madrid, I would think. Again, the number to call in, 512-447-3776, either on the MLS Cup final, on Austin FC trades, on the Champions League draw. We do have a caller. Let's go to Clay. Clay, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just thinking, you know, 20 years ago, would you ever think that there would be Americans playing in the Champions League?
And at this level, right, that's a really good point. We're down to the last 16 teams. It's the knockout stage. You got Christian Pulisic at Chelsea. You've got Tyler Adams at Leipzig. You've got Weston McKennie at Juventus. You got Gio Reyna at Dortmund. You got Sergiño Dest at Barca. Conrad De La Fuente at Barcelona. Who am I missing? I think we're missing Man City somewhere in there as well. And Zach Steffen. But, you know, it is pretty remarkable. I think it's a watershed moment, don't you?
Yeah, and on top of that, they're not just on the team. They're, you know, some of them are actually starters and contributing. It's not like, you know, they're on loan for 6 months and then they have to go back to the MLS or something like that. And it's just, I think it's great for Americans and American soccer. And hopefully we'll be able to, you know, get some viewership up because we're starting to win again, and maybe we can turn that point to where, you know, we can be playing in the semifinals or something of the World Cup.
Well, I think it's a great point. I think these young men are making the national team their own. I was never in a state of panic after we didn't make the World Cup because I just figured this was an opportunity now to accelerate all this great young talent, give them opportunity quicker rather than later. I just looked at it from the positive perspective. Now, did we ever think, to your point, we would have these players producing performances like this, getting the minutes they're getting at these clubs? And by the way, not just, in destructive roles, you know, Gio Reyna. Right. Weston McKennie has scored a couple of goals lately, which has been great, a side volley and a header. Sergiño Dest is an attacking left back now. I would say, you know, obviously he spent his entire life in Europe. Christian Pulisic. This is really uncharted territory. I think as an American soccer fan, you got to be excited off the charts now.
Yeah, and they're not smaller teams in England or Ireland or something like that. These are big-time teams that are really in the hunt for something, and we're contributing it. I think it's amazing. I mean, we
Seems
always
like
the athlete, but now we've got the mental aspect to go with the athlete to be that star player that they could have been or they are now. It's just amazing.
Yeah, technical players as well, so very good. Clay, thank you very much for the phone call. Thanks for bringing that point up. You beat me to it. Thank you.
Enjoy the show. Ciao.
All right. That's Clay weighing in there. Okay. Yeah, so it is – it's almost unbelievable, really. You think at how many guys are now in this knockout stage. There's a real good chance you're going to see an American winning the Champions League this year. Pulisic at Chelsea. RB Leipzig and Adams. Weston McKennie at Juventus. Sergiño Dest at Barca. Gio Reyna at Dortmund. I mean, the odds are pretty good. There's some decent odds there. I don't think any question. Somehow Lazio can beat Bayern Munich. All right, let's talk a little bit about the MLS Cup. Columbus Crew, 3-0 winners in the Cup over Seattle Sounders. As everybody knows, the whole story about Save the Crew, I mean, you can't not feel good for the Columbus Crew winning that MLS Cup final. And that shouldn't bother anybody in Austin. 25th minute, Lucas Zelarayán. They paid $8 million for him. 32nd minute, Derek Etienne Jr. 82nd minute, again, Zelarayán. This one struck home for many because of, again, the desire of the fans to save the crew after the club moved. Zelarayán, by the way, a reminder, that's what you get for an $8 million transfer from Tigres. Defining MVP performance, 2 goals and an assist. I'm going to tell you who deserves the co-MVP with him because this is the guy that helped make it possible for him in this game. I'm going to tell you that in a minute. First half, a dominating performance from the crew. They played Seattle off the field. You watch this after 45 minutes. And if you want to weigh in, 512-447-3776. Played them off the field. Could have been 3 or 4 nothing. Big storyline before the game, no Darlington Nagbe, no Pedro Santos. Big storyline. In fact, that's a storyline that swayed people to basically saying, yeah, this is Seattle's for the taking. They can define themselves as the greatest team in the history. of Major League Soccer. Now it's shifted it in a different way. A 19-year-old steps into the starting lineup, has a fantastic game, delivers an assist, Aiden Morris, who played a year, I think, at Indiana. Derek Etienne Jr., who steps in for Pedro Santos, scores a goal. The aggressive start, in my opinion, was always going to happen in this game, in this MLS Cup final. You're playing at home. No playing it safe for Caleb Porter. And this also, I think, was the best way to approach this game, with two guys in positions, in Morris and Etienne Jr. Best way to get them into the game. Be very aggressive. It enabled these new starters to get right into the deep end of the game. No dropping off, simply getting after it. They look sharper. They look quicker than Seattle. And they looked as though they had an extra man on the field. Being aggressive and pushing higher up the field also meant getting Lucas Zelarayán in areas where he could do damage with his skill. And it paid off. Goals and assists. One of the keys, and I want you to listen to this, one of the keys for Lucas Zelarayán in this game was Jazzy Zardes. Zardes was selfless throughout this evening. If you watch the game closely, and I didn't see anybody really mentioning this at all, the ball was lost. He dropped into midfield, making it a five-man midfield. He did tremendous work. This was done by design, because you don't want Zelarayán doing that, even though at times he might have been closer to the midfield four. You want to save his energy for the attack. It paid off handsomely. We have seen coaches demand more defensively out of playmakers and star players. They end up spending the game farther away from goal based on tactics and chasing a lot of lost defensive causes. And it leads to negative results. This was spectacular. Zardes was selfless in this role. Also defended corners like there was no tomorrow and set pieces. But his sacrifice was about the team. He was given a defensive role as a number nine in this game, as your center forward. Embraced it, took it, and deserves a lot of praise. Because I'll tell you what, you're a center forward going, and you're the leading goal scorer of a team going into an MLS Cup final. And somebody says, look, you're going to have to spend a lot of time tonight getting back into midfield and getting back into midfield as quick as possible. The work ethic that guy did, unbelievable. And in a sense, it was very freeing for Lucas Zelarayán, who then had these three magnificent moments, two goals and an assist. Remember Nico Ladero? Yeah, it was like a ghost. Playmaker for Seattle. Based on the aggressive tactics, he got very little of the ball. He was a ghost, and we all know what a player he is, and we all know how he makes Seattle go. He was constantly doubled up. Artur and Morris did a great job on him when, you know, he was in their vicinity. Never got the ball in behind the midfield enough times in the danger area facing a back four. Only 8 total shots in the game for the trio of Lodero, Morris, and Rui Diaz. You'd take that on any day. Now, by the analytics and by the stats, Crew 15 shots to 13 for Seattle, 5-2 shots on goal in favor of the Crew, only 2 shots on goal for Seattle. 15 corners, 7 for Crew, 8 for Seattle, 18 crosses for the Crew, 34 crosses for Seattle. Seattle, 64% of the possession. And that, folks, is simply proof that analytics and stats don't always quantify what's going on. And what can quantify what's going on is the naked eye. They're great. They don't tell a story. It irritates me when guys write articles in these days by looking at a stat sheet now. And we get a lot of that. And then people take it for lore. And they haven't watched the game. So that is proof that analytics and stats don't always quantify what goes on. Third segment tonight, we're going to have Chris Bills of the Austin Statesman. We're going to have another writer on, the one and only Arch Bell. Great guys. We're going to take you to break with another potential national anthem guy, Willie Nelson. How about both of them? Willie and Gary Clark Jr. I'm going to start a petition right now. This is called Big River. This is actually with a whole bunch of other, the Highwaymen, but a whole bunch of different incredible guys in this band. Johnny Cash, Chris Christopherson, Waylon Jennings. Unbelievable. And they think I didn't know country. I know more country than people think. They just think I'm a rocker. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more shows brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLawAustin.com. Number to call there? Well, it's simple. It's 512-865-6710. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, Facebook Soccer Matters. Get over to GlennDavisSoccer.com. We got a lot of podcasts over there. Got a lot of blogs, a whole bunch of interesting stuff, and a lot of Austin FC as well. So don't forget about that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Soccer Matters here on the Horn in Austin, Texas, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLawAustin.com. Raise a few eyebrows. Well, I pulled into Natchez. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here. We got 8 minutes, so I apologize to our next two guests here, but we're going to get them in. From Marca, it's Arch Bell. He's down at the CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinals. And we've got Chris Bills from the Austin Statesman. Arch, we're going to forego all the great meetings. I'm going to invite you back on again next week, you and Chris. Because the time has gotten away from us tonight. But just your thoughts on the MLS Cup final first.
Hey, Glenn, good to be with you. I thought it was just a masterful performance from Lucas Villarayan of Columbus Crew. I mean, a guy who was, for whatever reason, was always kind of, a fringe player, bench player for Tigres. I mean, he would get into some CONCACAF Champions League games and start some Liga MX games, but wasn't a regular starter. And coming to Columbus was his chance to flourish, and he really put a bow on that on Saturday night with that performance.
Chris Bills of the Austin Statesman. Chris, thanks for joining us. How about your initial thoughts on the MLS Cup final?
Yeah, Glenn, thanks for having us tonight. I just thought I was really impressed overall with the squad depth and the overall performance of Columbus. You think of Seattle, you think that they're – such a good team, especially with the DPs, but Zellerón not only outplayed Seattle's big names, but you had Aiden Morris step up big for Columbus. You had Derek Etienne score a big goal. And I just thought 1-11 Columbus, you just completely smacked Seattle. And that was surprising to see. But then, when you look at what Columbus has done, especially with having Donovan Nagby and Pedro Santos out, that was just even more impressive.
Yeah, we're talking both to Marcus Arch Bell, Chris Bills of the Austin Statesman. Arch, I'm going to throw it back to you, and I'm going to just ask you what you've thought of some of the moves from Austin FC, as an Austin guy.
Yeah, I think I'm not surprised by any of the moves. I think they were going to go for guys who have MLS experience, guys who have MLS expansion team experience. I think John Gallagher from Atlanta is a very interesting prospect to have. I still believe Julio Cascante is a good defender. He proved that when he was at Saprissa, and I think he can, he can recover maybe that level that he showed at Saprissa and hopefully show that in Austin. So I think, these in year one, if you're talking about just bringing in guys for an expansion team, a lot of these signings made sense.
Chris, I'm going to throw it to you as well. I mean, they make these trades here. They spent $1.175 million in GAM, general allocation money, and they picked up a number of good players here, a couple of defenders, midfielders. Gallagher's very versatile. How about your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting hearing you talk to Josh Wolf just now, but we had a chance to talk to him yesterday. You can just tell how much he likes Nick Lima. They really wanted Nick Lima and spent the $500,000 in GAM, but I think they feel really good about that move and how he fits into the system. We saw Nick Lima play a big role early last year with the national team when Greg Berhalter and Josh Wolf were trying to get that system in place. And I think you're going to see something similar. And Josh was actually talking about the positional understanding that Nick Lima has of the system, and I think he's not only going to come in and execute his position, but help others learn as well. And I think that was a big part of what they wanted to do yesterday with the trade window.
Yeah, I think that was a big steal. A lot of people questioning what San Jose did with that move, but I think that's a big steal. You got two outside backs here. You got a left-footed guy in Ben Sweat that can play center back, left-footed players are difficult to come by. All right, you guys looked at the expansion list, and there's some very interesting names on there, including Will Trapp. What is your thought, Arch, on the expansion list, and what do you think may happen tomorrow? You heard Josh Wolf say he's going to take five players likely.
Yeah, I think that's going to be really interesting because there are some intriguing names on there. You know, just taking a look at the list. I mean, you know, you've got some guys with like some serious good pedigree, and you wonder if they might even decide to take a flyer on a striker like a Giuseppe Rossi or somebody like that. I think Uri Rossell would be a nice addition in midfield. You know, the Spaniard who did so well with Sporting Kansas City, and you know was fine with Orlando City. So I think. You know, I think there are some interesting names on there. Will Trapp is a guy I'm not completely sold on. I think I understand. You know, I know there's the link there with Josh, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if they took him. But I would rather see them, you know, perhaps go into a different direction in midfield. But there are some names out there that you know, I think it would be worth taking a flyer on. Joe Corona is another one from the Galaxy that I wouldn't mind seeing.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of these decisions come down to what type of player. Is it a squad player they want, specifically looking for a position? We heard Josh Wolf say he's just looking for good soccer players. And the other thing is, you know, the price as well. That's the other thing you got to kind of factor in here. What about your thoughts on it, Chris?
Yeah, I think like Arch, I've got my eye on Orlando tomorrow. I think there's several players that they could take. I agree with him on Uri Rossell. I think he fits the system Josh Wolf wants to play. Came up through the FC Barca Academy. And then also Kamal Miller is a valuable defender over with Orlando. There's also Teshua Akindele. Dom Dwyer is there as well, but he's a free agent and would be a higher price tag. So, you know, but between those three of Akindele, Rossell and Miller, I expect an Orlando player to come off the board. And then there's a lot of center backs, a lot of veteran center backs. Frederick Briant, I know he's a little bit older, but has been solid both in D.C. and you know, his previous stops. And then Amro Tarek, left-footed center back. Those are a little bit hard to come by. And then obviously you got to keep an eye on the goalkeepers, Ryan Mira, Clement Diop, the two that stand out to me that aren't free agents.
Clement Diop, actually, I thought his game really accelerated this year as opposed to when he was at the LA Galaxy. I just thought he looked a better soccer player this year. Gentlemen,
we're going to leave with a fun conversation.
We're gonna have to say goodnight, guys. Chris Bills, the Austin Statesman. Chris, thanks for jumping on. I apologize because I know we could do another two segments, but I'm going to bring you guys both back on, okay, when you are willing, and if you are able and willing. And from Mark, Arch Bell, Chris Bills, thank you both so much tonight for coming on.
All right, thank you, Glenn.
See you, Chris.
Thank you, guys. Chris and Arch doing great work in Houston. Victor Ariza, big contributor to this show. Also to our producer, Sam Pica, who will get this up right away on hornfm.com. on the podcast, and for our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLawAustin.com. That is the number, DaspitLawAustin.com. A big thank you to Josh Wolf. I'm Glenn Davis. Good night, everyone.